AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to a terrific Boxing Day of racing with the champion jockey AP McCoy. He's on the line with me now. How are you, AP?
Good, thanks. Looking forward to racing for sure.
Good. We have Christmas Day, obviously, which is always very nice every year. But then the good stuff starts on Boxing Day, doesn't it? What a card we have at Kempton every year.
Yeah, fantastic racing to look forward to. You get some of the best horses running, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you'll have fond memories of the Boxing Day card as well, won't you? You've done very well in the Christmas hurdle the last few years.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to win a few Christmas hurdles, which is always great. It always brightens the Christmas up, that's for sure. So I'd like to have another go at winning this year.
Yeah, AP's on my tent or yours in that race. So see how he thinks he'll get on in that race later on. But let's start in the 12:50, the first race on the card on Boxing Day. It's the William Hill in the App Store Novices Hurdle. And your first ride of the day, AP, you're on board Champagne at Tara, who was a bumper winner at Newton Abbott on debut, then fourth at Cheltenham in a bumper in November. Third on hurdling debut at Sandown last time. Are you expecting improvement?
Yeah, he'd need to improve a lot, I would think. This is going to be a fairly tough race with some smart progressive novices in it. She said Champagne and Tara did win his bumper. But third at Sandown last time, he was fed behind Van Two, so he'll need to improve. He'll need to improve a good bit to reverse the paces with him. Couple of them in very good form. Dubai Prince was obviously very decent on the flat. Made a pretty impressive debut at Leicester Horse Time, and as I said, seems to be a good jumper for Sorrel. So he's no doubt going to be one to beat. And more Alto I won on at Wayne Canton last time. Game was pretty impressive. Probably has to step up a little bit. And the other main one is probably Sergeant Rectus, who beat West Wizard pretty convincingly. He's probably the one to beat again. He had some good bumper form, and I knew that they really fancied him for the Cheltenham bumper. So Sergeant Rectus is probably the one we've all got to beat, I would think.
Okay, Sergeant Reckless, the one to beat in the opener. Then moving on to the second race, which is the 125. This is the William Hill Download the App Novices Limited Handicap Chase. It's a Class 3 event over 2 miles and 4 furlongs, so 2.5 miles. And Thunderstorm is your next ride, AP. Racked up a bit of a sequence over hurdles. Has had 2 starts over fences and looks to be getting better.
Yeah, he got beaten 15 lengths behind Renard at Chepstow last time, so probably needs to improve on that run, but hopefully he can do. It was a decent he improved last year with each run of hurdles. I think he won 5 in a row before the handicapper eventually stopped him, sadly. Hopefully he's had a good chance. Western Warhorse of David Pipes, I know he's one that obviously ran over hurdles last time, but is capable of well in a chase, that's for sure. God's Own has some good form as well. The other one, no doubt, which will be well fancy, is Itrick of Nicky Henderson's. Just got beat by Funny Star last time at Doncaster, and I would think he's probably the one that they've all got to beat, I would imagine. The only other one that I thought might be worth a mention was Urban de Zavola, Paul Nichols's. He was second at Sandown behind Deep Trouble last time. And he's probably the other one. Tough race. Probably maybe just go for Urban de Savola on his chase debut.
Okay, Urban de Savola then in the 125. On to the third race next, which is the 2 o'clock. This is the first Grade 1 contest of the afternoon. It's the Corto Star Novices Chase in memory of Nigel Clark. It was the Feltham Novices Chase. It's a Grade 1 over 3 miles, and just a par is likely to be up near the top of the betting. I imagine will be close to the even money mark. Won at Newbury last time in the RSA Worcester Novices Chase, which is a Grade 2 contest. He beat Third Intention by 14 lengths on that occasion, who reopposes this afternoon. Do you see any reason for that form to reverse, AP?
Not really. I mean, the tighter track might help their intention a little bit. It's a pretty poor Seltzer, to be honest. If you look at previous goings of the race, I don't think it's certainly not one of the better ones we've seen. So, yeah, I think Just the Power, I think it's his to lose. It was very impressive. And it's hard to really get away from third intention as well behind him last time. Green Flag has some decent form up the north, but I don't think it's going to be anywhere near good enough to trouble Just the Power. So, yeah, you can't get away from Just the Power.
Okay, Just a Par then, definitely the one to beat in the 2 o'clock. On to the 2.35 next, the WilliamHill.com Christmas Hurdle. It's a grade one over 2 miles, and it's pretty much the new one against My Tent or Yours. We'll start with your ride, AP, My Tent or Yours. How does he rate with the likes of Binocular and Darlan, who you've won this race with in recent years?
Yeah, he's I'm not sure he's on a par with Binocular just yet, but he's probably on a par with Darlan. This probably looks a better race than it has done in the past, but the new one has been very exciting. Won very well last time at Cheltenham. Obviously, was a winner of the Neptune as well at the festival, and looks, he's vying for favourites, somewhere near enough favourite to the Champion Horrors. So the new one will be hard to beat, there's no doubt. But hopefully, My Tender Yours will put it up to him and hopefully beat him. But it's, it's a tough race. It looks realistically between the two of them, hopefully the flatter track might suit My Tender Yours more than suit the new one. The speedier flatter track might help him, so I'll go for My Tender Yours.
Okay, My Tender Yours, and I think the ground at the moment's good to soft or soft anyway. If there is any more rain, is that going to cause any real problems for My Tender Yours?
I don't think so. Probably not any more for him than it would be for the new one. I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah,
I shouldn't think it'll be a huge problem for him.
Okay, good stuff. My Tent or Yours then in the Christmas Hurdle to continue AP McCoy's fantastic record in the race. The 3.10 at Kempton is the big race of the day. This is the William Hill King George of the Sixth Chase, a grade one over 3 miles. No ride for you in this one, AP, but it's a great renewal of the race. Q-Card and Dynas currently 3-1 joint favourites. Alfaroff 7-2, Sylvaniaco Conti 9-2, Long Run is 9-1. It's then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. A great renewal, and you could state a case for quite a number of these, AP.
Yeah, I'm firmly in the Q-Card camp. The only thing that would put me off him is I do think he's a slightly better horse going left-handed. But his performance in Haydock was top class. Beat Dynas 4.5 lengths. Never looked like he was ever getting any closer than that to him. So he's probably he's near enough or quite close to being the fastest horse in the King George. And he proved that Haydock that he stays well as well. So definitely in the Cute Card camp. Certainly Aqua Company obviously has performed that well in Kempton in the past. Dynas obviously was a good winner of the Feltham last year. Alfaroff, obviously the classy horse in his day. Those are the main ones really. I don't think last year's runner Long Run's form has been up to scratch. Mount Bill and Baldwin has ability but makes plenty of mistakes. Riverside Theatre, but looked like he could get out there. He didn't. He raced a bit lethargically even though he won at Huntington. And Champion Court Menorah I think have it all to do. So cue card for me.
Okay, cue card then in the King George. And on to the final race at Kempton on Boxing Day. This is the 3.45. It's the William Hill Bet on the Move Handicap Hurdle, Class 3 Handicap Hurdle, over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And your ride here, AP, is 12 Roses, who finished only a length behind More of That at Weatherby on his penultimate start, which looks pretty good form now, and then another decent effort last time. So are you confident on 12 Roses?
Yeah, I think, to be fair, More of That's probably improved a lot since Weatherby. So that was his first run of the season and only his second in his career. So I'm not sure I'd read too much into that. More of That is a horse that was rated about 160 now, whereas I think the likes of 12 Roses is about 130. So he's got improved £30 since then. But yeah, hopefully 12 Roses, he ran well enough last time behind Mickey at Newbury, and hopefully he's a good chance to perform well again. Again, Paul Nichols is Michael Hatton is probably the main danger, although hasn't ran for a little while, was second behind Theatre Evening at Newton Abbott. Seabright is a progressive horse, has done plenty of winning and won well last time when he won at Fontwell, and he's definitely not without a squeak. But yeah, it's a tough one. Maybe if you're going for one at a bigger price down the bottom, maybe something like our man Massini might run okay. Has bits of good form along the way. Going to be a huge price, so maybe if you're going for one at a bigger price, maybe our man Massini each way, but hopefully Tyler Rowe will just come in.
Okay, that's the card at Kempton. Then alongside that, we also have racing at Wetherby on Boxing Day, and there's a good race there as well, the William Hill Roland Merrick Handicap Chase, which is a Grade 3 over 3 miles and 1 furlong. A pretty good renewal of the race as well. Sydney Padgett, Alvarado, Nuts and Bolts all arrive in good form and look open to further improvement. You've got last year's winner Cape Tribulation in there as well, who won this race last year and then went on to run in the Cheltenham Gold Cup as well. And another good renewal, AP. Who do you like for the Roland Merrick Chase?
Yeah, tough one really. Obviously, Cape Tribulation, you say, won the race last year. Definitely is not without a chance. I quite like Cloudy too. He was very impressed with Carlisle before running the Hennessy. I didn't think his run in the Hennessy was that bad. I thought he ran okay. He was obviously well beaten, but I thought he ran okay. Those are the main two. Obviously, last year's Grand National winner was Aurora's Encore. Sydney Pageant obviously is heading here instead of the Welsh National, which I thought he was going to go for. Yeah, so it's a very tough race. I think I'd probably just go for a Cloudy too to beat Sydney Pageant and maybe last year's winner Cape Tribulation.
Okay, Cloudy too then for AP in the Roland Merrick. Thank you very much for speaking to us, AP. Good luck with your rides at Kempton on Boxing Day as well, and have a happy Christmas.
Thank you, and the same to you and all the listeners.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.